Welcome to Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple, hosted by me, Sarah Ayres-Mash. We'll be talking to guests about their diversity journey and asking them to share one simple tip towards making the workplace more diverse, equal, and inclusive. I'm excited to introduce today's guest, Andrew Milne, Talent Engagement Specialist at Currency Cloud. Andrew has been working in the people team for over 6 years and is now the EDI lead at Currency Cloud. Andrew, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It's great to be here.
Before we dig into everything, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your role?
Sure. So I started with Currency Cloud, a fintech based in London, about 7 years ago now. So yeah, just 6.5 to 7 years ago. And I started as an office manager there. So when I began, we were at this kind of startup phase of about 45 people, all working out of the one office. So it was quite an intense culture. Like, you kind of knew everyone and everybody wanted to be there and be part of something bigger, which made things, you know, quite excitable. I then moved into the admin side of the HR team. So I got exposed to the different aspects of HR and all that entails, and gradually realized that the traditional side of HR, the admin side, is not really for me, because it kind of took me out of my ability to be creative. It took me out of my ability to host and, you know, work with different people essentially and get to know everyone's nuances. So I then went into recruitment. I think we all make that mistake at some point in HR, and again found it wasn't quite for me, which is where I then further moved into the employee engagement side. So going back to my roots as an office manager, being able to engage, entertain, get the company working together, you know, look at aspects of culture and community development, which leads me to where I am now, which is essentially leading our D&I efforts within Currency Cloud, and working out ways to further community and understand culture and expose the company to cultures outside of their own, essentially.
Thanks for that explanation. That's a really interesting journey, from office manager through kind of different parts of talent acquisition and then back through to culture. Like you said, there's not a massive gap between being an office manager and you know, being the diversity lead or leading employee engagement. I wonder how many people have that journey. It's interesting.
I don't know. I think it's kind of, there's lots of trial and error going on my behalf, and then finding the right shoe that fits. I think also when it comes to being an office manager, like, I was good at everything, but anything admin-y or health and safety-wise wasn't quite my forte. So several parties were thrown, shall we say.
Brilliant. Okay, so moving on from that, could you explain, diversity means different things to different people. So what does it mean to you?
I think diversity as a word is quite a loaded topic, because, you know, on the surface of it, it is essentially the surface value of people. You know, what does diversity mean? And the measurables are always going to be what you can see on the surface. So I kind of look at diversity as being something a bit deeper than that. It's not so much the vessels you see, but what the vessels contain. And to me, diversity means a difference of opinion, a difference of perspective, a variety of experiences and cultural development. I feel like you can learn a lot from just listening to other people and their stories and being perceptive to what they have to say. And, you know, sometimes a lot of it will just go over your head, but then every so often, a few bits of information come in and it can alter your point of view. And that can essentially, you know, work into your everyday operatives, your values, how you like to see yourself and how you like to be seen as well. So diversity to me is difference.
I think that's it. Really interesting what you were saying about the difference, talking about it, but really, really listening.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not about having your own opinion necessarily. It's listening to other people's experiences and being able to process those.
I think also being able to be there for other people's opinions and letting them know that you're there to listen to their opinion, and you're not there out of, I'd say morbid curiosity, but you are there for curiosity, but you want to learn and you want to be present for their experience, and be an ally, essentially.
So, Andrew, it'd be great to hear what your simple tip is to getting one step closer to equality, diversity and inclusivity in the workplace.
Good question. So I would say to focus on the outcome rather than the desired numerical number for example. So say, instead of going, look, I want to have a 60-40 women tech split, look at what you can do to influence that split rather than have the instantaneous deliverable. So are you able to work into your local schools? Can you sponsor any programs? Can you look at offering scholarships? Can you even do a mentorship scheme, for example, that says to schools, look, this is an industry we work in. It may be of interest to you. This is how you get into the industry, and this is how we can support you as well. So that gives both value and purpose to the company and also the employees, because they feel like they can actively invest in the future, sharing their skills and experience with the next generation of techies, for example. So I think it's important to have numerical quotas, but focus on the outcome more so. So in that way, you're also creating a better employee experience and a better journey for your training and development of future leaders.
So just to recap, what you're saying is quotas are a good thing to have to as a target to aim for. You've kind of got two levels, a short-term one, so you think you know what good looks like, and then you've got a longer-term one, which is your bigger picture goal. And then to achieve those quotas, you kind of work out your strategy about how you're going to get there in both the short to medium term and the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's more succinctly than what I put it, but yeah, completely. And the other benefit of doing that is you then create a better company culture as well, where you feel like people can be more involved. And then through that process by proxy, you then attract more talent and you have a more inclusive and a diverse culture as well.
So do you have any examples of any activities that you've done that kind of help you with that more altruistic strategy to get to your long-term quota?
So last year we partnered up with a inner London school, and they were launching their own mentor program. Now, we kind of missed the boat on being able to have mentors as a company for the school themselves. But what we did do is host a series of career talks. So we did in person. So the pupils got to come to our office, see what all the fuss is about, see what, you know, a fintech office generally looks like, have a bit of a city life experience as well. But then they also got to hear a variety of career talks from various positions within Currency Cloud itself. So we had somebody from product, we had somebody from tech, we had somebody from finance, legal and marketing, talk a bit about what they do, how they got into their roots, how they got into their role, and the steps that the pupils could take themselves. And that then set us up to now launch a mentorship program with them specifically coming up in this year. So we are training a new pool of mentors who are then going to be able to work externally with local communities as well. So it wouldn't just be that same school. We would be able to offer the program to other educational institutions.
That's brilliant. I really love how you've delivered an activity and then carried it on the following year and made it better.
Yeah, no, it's all about the progress, right? And it's got to be small steps. You can't have a finalized, you don't know what you want to do from the start. So having different iterations, seeing what works, what doesn't work, and how you can change things over time, it's all about development. And that way we also get to form better relationship with the local community. And then once word spreads about what we've done with one school, we then had another school contact us and say that they'd like to work with us as well.
Fantastic. Thank you. And then my last question, lastly, but equally important to the rest, how do you measure success?
So for me, I would say participation is success. Is word getting around that what we're doing is successful? Like, is it enjoyable? Do people feel engaged? Do they want to come back? Do they want to carry on volunteering their time? And then also when we run, you know, our in-house sessions about different diversity topics, are the numbers going up? Do we get good feedback? Do people actually then want to actively volunteer their time to be involved to present about their community as well? So presence and consistency is what I measure success in.
Brilliant. So it's all about measuring the engagement of everybody. So how many people attend? So the schools, the word of mouth, that's brilliant. The engagement of your own workers coming to internal events, their actual participation in those events, and then how they get involved with the external activity you're doing.
Yeah. Do they want to get involved? And are they asking about the next event when this one finishes? What's next is always a good question. Frustrating, but good.
Andrew, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's been great to be able to share my experience with you and other listeners.
And thank you, listeners. Make sure you tune in to our next episode of Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple.